Good morning. Today is Thursday, May the 24th. Joining us this morning is CHP PIO XYZ, Paul Kraft. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't say LSU. I knew not to say LSU.
That'd be nice, though. I'll take that.
Will you? I thought you were Tulane.
Oh, no way. No.
You're not a wave.
Baton Rouge.
You're a Tiger.
Tiger.
Okay. And not UNO.
No.
That would be New Orleans, not
Omaha. I'm not
anti-UNO
or Tulane. Nah. I just more pro-LSU.
Okay. Well, okay. Then I guess I got to include CHP, PIO, LSU.
Got to run out of alphabet.
No, that's about as deep as I'm going to go. Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. Three-day weekend started a little bit early this year, huh?
Yes. You know, we're trying to get our press releases out and give our warnings and precautionary advisories that we give every time around the holiday weekend on impaired driving, being careful, driving safe, pay attention to the road.
Certainly a lot more people out there. I could sense the difference last week to this week.
Yeah.
Don't know what it, you know, colleges are out, but colleges have been out for 2 weeks, so that doesn't make any sense.
I had a conversation yesterday, and we do these advisories, and I've made these announcements before for our MEPs or maximum enforcement weekends, and I hadn't really thought about it too much about it. It just became routine. We got in a conversation yesterday talking about this one in particular and the timing of the year, and I really kind of got more of an understanding or maybe a maybe just a deeper understanding of why this is important, and that you look at this time of year as the beginning of coming into the summer. Schools are getting out.
Theoretically.
Yeah, I know, right? If you don't look out the window, then you can imagine it. Pull up a nice backdrop on your computer screen and find a beach setting. You know, with high schools and colleges getting out right now, and then a long weekend for us, high schools are out on Friday this year, so we're getting a four-day weekend out of this and not just a traditional three-day weekend. Yeah, at least in McKinleyville. I think Arcata might be also, but not for sure.
Huh, that's interesting. I wouldn't have even thought that that was an option to be considered, but
it could have something to do with teacher work days. And
used to be called spring, what do we call it? Cut day. Weren't in school anyway, so maybe that's why they've decided to formalize it for everybody.
It became so given that nobody was going to be there, and the seniors at least would
pack it in and not worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, just...
Well, yeah, a four-day weekend in the middle, you know,
It puts a lot more bodies out on the road, especially if you think about that alone, that's high school, that many more, you know, new drivers out on the road with the seniors that probably just started driving in the last year or two.
The Winnebagos are now in full migration also, so there's just a lot of traffic out there.
I think we lost one in Eureka the other night, if I saw that right on the news, a burned down Winnebago behind the gas station. Probably not the best place to catch on fire either.
That's right up there, being right next to the tire factory.
Oh, the smells.
Oh, geez, I remember talking to Kovacovic. You may have remembered Mulkin Kovacovic, but long term.
I'll nod my head as if I
tire. Do. Yeah, okay, as if anybody can hear the rattle. Yeah,
right.
And he said that's the one word you don't say at a tire dealer. That's the four-letter F word that you never say at a tire dealer.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. And, you know, every once in a while you see one of the news story pictures and you see the inferno. It kind of makes the volcano in Hawaii look a little tame compared to something along those lines. Yeah, and the black smoke and all
both
that stuff.
Both of them are fascinating in their own ways, but you really don't want to see that.
Not in person, not me.
No.
I know there are others that are going there, but... Oh, geez. So with the press releases that come out, how do you, as you said, you know, you kind of get into a routine, certainly at the receiving end. I mean, we could sit here and we could do the program for 2028 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it becomes predictable. It becomes routine. It becomes something that is kind of like background noise. How do you keep something like this current, sensitive to it, topical, so that you don't you and the troops don't become tired and bored of it also.
Yeah. Well, on our end of it, doesn't change much. We're going out and doing the same job every time we go out. We just have a different workload, probably, is what changes the amount of calls and or like collisions and stuff that we have to respond to. Finding new ways, this position is new to me, so that is something that's new to me also, is trying to find new ways to make it interesting and not have people tune out when we're trying to get the message out there. The message is always the same, but there may be different reasons behind it. I think part of that is maybe finding local and personal stories that are related to the weekend, do I know someone, or have I been to a DUI collision recently, or DUI arrest that maybe could be used as an example to bring it to the forefront or make it more important?
So more than just a normal curiosity thing.
Yes. And we were talking earlier before the show about yesterday we had a fatal collision just north of Oreck. We don't have any details of why or how it happened, but it did happen. And it's an unfortunate beginning to this weekend of losing, you know, two members of the community in a collision. So
first thing out of the chute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing like bringing it home, really home.
Right.
In some of those kinds of situations. Yeah, it's challenging, I suppose.
It is.
In all shapes and sizes and forms. KINS, News and Information Times, 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft. Paul, the event yesterday, just north of Oreck, I'm kind of surprised with the amount of tourist action that goes up to Lady Bird Johnson, that isn't more of a regular occurrence, or people stopping and elk watching, stopping, not pulling off the road, stopping. Or running across the street in front of that whole stretch, probably. Well, I think the flasher sign says the next 18 miles. Well, okay, there's probably about a 12-mile sweet spot there,
right?
North of Oreck, and then south down by the Little Red Schoolhouse,
right?
Where people just, and I can appreciate, you know, the uniqueness, but they freak out. Step one is get safe. Step two is look at the critters, not the other way around.
And they don't do it in that order.
No.
Right.
So when you guys think of the summer, is that the kind of stuff that you kind of hold your breath for? I mean, it's not 101 between Eureka and Arcata. It's through the lagoons. It's where the elks are, maybe down south and Avenue of the Giants. It's moss, you know, people kind of slipping and sliding a little bit, or kids shooting across.
I think, and we've touched on this a little bit in the past, I believe. So, like last year, like getting into winter, we had the slides, a lot of road closures that made it more difficult to travel into this area or out of this area, for that matter. But it changed things for us a little bit last year. The amount of traffic we had, the types of calls we were going to, and I think this year we're going to be back to what we traditionally see, and that's the tourism in that area. Those are the problems that we end up responding to a lot. I think the state and the county has done a good job of putting the signs up and the warnings that slow people down enough that luckily we haven't had to We've had more vehicle versus elk collisions probably up there than we have vehicle versus vehicle collisions because of somebody looking at the elk.
I'm not sure which one would be easier.
Yeah.
No. On a body. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Some of those elks are bigger than two cars. Some of these small cars.
It could be
yeah.
heavier to move one of those elk than it would the car out of the road. At least you can roll it. It's a constant struggle, and you know the guys that end up working the north end each day. We spend a lot of time traveling through that area and trying to keep it clear. Not just keeping the cars off the road, but there are often times where the elk come out and they'll just stand in the road because they don't care.
Yeah, they don't lie down on it too much anymore.
No, but they'll just stand there and look at you like,
oh yeah,
what are you gonna do?
Stare down. Yeah,
that's what happens.
It's like you can almost read in their mind. Bring it on.
There may be one or two cases of somebody listening to me have an argument with one over the PA in the car, yelling at him and trying to get him. I'm just assuming the elk.
I've never contemplated this, so I'm not suggesting it for anybody. But can our elk, those elk in the area, be startled easily?
Not from what I've seen.
So firing a gun into the dirt mm-hmm. isn't going to start a stampede or get their attention or move them around. They're that familiar with noise.
I believe so. And I just think back to just the end of last year when I got back on patrol, July. Sometime right after that, I remember being up there. The elk were standing in the road. Cars were backed up. I was stuck behind them. So I pulled past everyone, tried to get up. Move them off the road. I'm honking the horn. I'm on the PA. I'm driving right up to them, and they're not moving.
Did you nudge one?
I didn't, no. Crossed my mind, but I'm not sure how the paper on that looks in my jacket at the office.
Yeah. So. Is there a way? I'd written down, because you know, we got the elk crossing signs. Well, I don't know how often Caltrans has to replace those, but I'm sure they're collectibles for a lot of folks, right, if they're from out of the area. The little reader signs, you know, like you guys will put them at school, you know, saying flash, flash, school zone, drive 15 or whatever it is.
Yes.
Or parade, you know, the Caltrans signs. I know we use them for the truckers parade. Could you do something like that through that area? Saying elk present, if viewing, please get off road completely and just,
no.
I mean, you can't have a guy on every corner.
Well,
people over, because that's not going to happen.
And we do have those hot spots up there.
Yeah, the prime where the herd is.
Right.
Yeah.
But they do tend to move and pop up in different areas. That would be something for Caltrans. I don't know what the requirements for that would be, but you also don't want to distract people too much by having paragraphs of things that they're reading as they're going down the road. So, you know, you try to find that balance, I guess, between warning them and they'll figure it out on their own. They also need, if you're driving a safe enough speed going into those areas, you should be able to stop and avoid a collision with an elk or another car.
Oh, I'm sure Kansas is going to be, you know, looking at the trees, looking at the ocean, looking at a lagoon, looking at, and then driving slow enough and paying attention also. Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No.
That must be a little bit of a Louisiana public education rearing its head.
I find myself getting fascinated by what's around me sometimes. If I get in the passenger seat of the car, I forget how things look, and I'm like, I still see new things all the time if I'm riding with my wife.
Yeah, the view is totally different.
Yeah.
Than being on the
if I can relax while my wife is driving.
I see. Jumping right into the boiling fat really fast.
She's KINS.
Yeah, it's not yet. It's 8:30. Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Lolita Cheese, American Egg, and by Redec. Paul, some of the different road conditions that are out there now are normal, are anticipated. We got a little bit more dampness on the road. Okay. What I've seen going north, and I suppose this weekend we're going to do a little bit of south going too, is the amount of road construction, which is way cool. I mean, to get it done before the heavy season, great. But what I'm seeing is new asphalt getting laid down. Ah, oil. Ah, little fog. People yes. are unfamiliar. A little zoom, zoom. A little anxious to get wherever they're trying to get to. You know what the precursors here that we're talking about.
Right.
When your folks are out doing that maximum enforcement, do you just kind of post yourself around some of those areas because it is new? If you have an option, does that come into your equation at all, or do you cruise those areas a little bit more just because you know it's a little bit more slickery?
For me personally, I wouldn't necessarily consider that or make that a consideration when I'm looking for locational work. But each officer has the ability to determine where they want to go, other than us working specific traffic complaints. But that would be something to consider.
Have you ever done one of those, hit one of those after it's been paved and done the wiggle?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, big smile. For those watching at home, you saw the big smile, yeah.
I may have spun a car around a couple of times in the old days. I guess it might depend on the officer if they want to look for what kind of violation they're looking for.
Or just to kind of bring it down another 5 miles an hour, and then now you don't have that event.
If there was an area, if we had been having multiple problems there, if that had been an issue, those are definitely things we consider when we're going out and where we're going to deploy someone at. I won't say that we wouldn't look at that. But.
Well, north from Big, listen to this, the Travelogue program brought to you by, from Oregon.
I'm not going to tell you where I'm going to be at.
No, I know where you're going to be at. There's not much driving going on there. From Oregon down through, I guess it'd be Stone Lagoon. Okay, you got a little bit of the windy, and they're doing some repaving and filling the stuff in and putting the shoulders on and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't take too much of a wiggle to lose it through that.
No, and you're right. When, as soon as we get this fog, like right now, yeah, we're summer, but it's when we get a lot of fog in the morning and late in the evening, and that moisture tends to get down into that roadway, and the oil rise up to the top of that water and makes it slick on the roadway, and we've talked about that before, and losing traction and spinning out.
In 6 months, we'll be okay.
But if you're driving carefully and watching your speed, slow down. I'll say that over and over again, but it is the number one way to get there safe, slow down a little bit.
Leave a half hour early?
And there are usually signs posted if you're seeing fresh asphalt coming up. Just keep in mind that could be an issue.
Or will be an issue for some.
Right.
Maybe that's the way to say it, huh? Yeah. It will be for some. Will it be for you? That's your determination. Yeah. Have we ever had a Memorial Day, and I don't know how familiar you are with the historical records.
No, we've never had a Memorial Day.
Where there hasn't been a traffic death in, let's say, Delnord, Humboldt, Trinity County.
I would have to research that.
We already kind of qualified for this year with the event yesterday, but
I would hope so, but you know, without looking back, I know in recent history, there's been something, especially if you're opening it up to Delnord, Humboldt, Trinity, Mendocino, our surrounding areas.
Our listening area is basically
right.
What I was doing, yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Is it attainable?
Well, yeah, if you listen to what I'm saying and heed my advice. Oh, look.
Daddy Paul.
I would love to say that. Yeah, no, I mean, that's our goal, 100% compliance on seatbelts.
Sure.
By the way, this is also click it or ticket time, so put your seatbelt on. We're looking extra hard for that.
I thought that was all the time.
We look hard all the time for that. Now we look extra hard during the There's
so we're in super duper looking hard time now.
Extra emphasis focused on that.
Does that
maybe
mean?
More so on the education and awareness side.
That's what I was wondering. Is it more of a visual reminder or is it an increased penalty period, which would tend to get everybody's attention?
No, it's not an increased penalty. It's just an increased focus on our end, which a lot of that comes from, again, education, putting the word out there, just reminders to people.
But you're not looking for cell phone usage.
We're still looking for that.
It's not a super duper enforcement time for that also. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the CHP. Paul, so what are you hoping everybody does this weekend? I mean, we're supposed to have Sunday, Monday, it's supposed to be hot, clear, all that good stuff, even on the coast.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Saturday, tomorrow, we're supposed to be kind of like we're looking at now. I think, Winston, you were saying that we had a percent of chance of rain. Not that it's going to rain, but there's a chance of rain. What would you like to see, ideally, other than zero from today on out,
right,
with fatals? What are you looking for? If you had an ideal weekend?
Well, I want everyone to get where they're going safe. I know we'll probably both be on the road. I know I'm traveling with my family, as well as a lot of other people in the community. Not only us having family and friends come into town, but some of us are going to be headed out to go camping and fishing and swimming and whatever we're going to do for a warm weekend. If we can get there safe, that's my number one goal. Accidents are going to happen. That's why they're called accidents. We're going to be there to help out. If we can keep anybody from dying, be my number one goal. I'll put that up there first.
How do you avoid? Okay, let's say the Kraft family is driving 62 in a 65. Okay, I mean, you know, normal, regular, right? A little bit underneath because of the moisture, say.
Fresh asphalt.
The guy's behind you. The guy's passing you. And you're already smiling. I don't even have to say the rest of it.
Goose fraba. Yeah. Relax. Road rage. I mean, you know, we've people getting tense and anxious. Let it go. We see it. We have to deal with it. We get calls about it. Pull over and let cars go by. Take your time and enjoy your drive. That's one way to help get there safe, right? Don't let the person behind you that's tailgating you make your trip miserable or, you know, ruin things for you. Pull over, let them go by.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of different ways you could frame it.
Be polite to other drivers. Use proper hand signals.
Yeah. Yeah. Those that you find in the vehicle code.
Keep in mind you can be pulled over for giving an inappropriate hand signal, where if I think that you were signaling a left-hand turn with your hand up in the air, is what that kind of looks like, maybe you might get pulled over and contacted to ask why you made signal. And then I bet you I think I got
half of the guys on the road
signals right. I'm not sure.
Would have a giggle if they had that opportunity to do that to somebody.
I've
just
heard
to
stories.
Put a little fear of God into them.
Yeah. In all seriousness, though, it's if you follow, you know, the guidelines that are set forth, the laws and codes that are there for a reason, and they're kind of a pain in the butt at times, but there is a reason why we require you. I say we, the state requires you to wear your seatbelt when you're driving. It's going to save your life. It increases it by over 50% of surviving a collision as opposed to dying in a crash by wearing your seatbelt. But you can also help prevent yourself from even being injured at all if you're wearing it in a lower speed collision.
Yeah, wouldn't it be cool instead of seeing everybody go 5 miles an hour below the posted speed limit instead of over.
If you're going to drive slower and impede traffic behind you, be mindful that there are other people that might want to go 65.
Yeah, stay in the slow lane.
In the 65. So yeah. be courteous.
Even out here in the safety zone, you know, if you're going 48, zoo, 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 zoo.
That's a bag of worms that we're going to open up. We need a whole other show to talk about the corridor.
But it's, you know, it's like we're pulling into a pit stop at the Indy race this weekend and everybody's shooting past.
It is.
It just is interesting.
Very good description.
Hey, all right. Ended on a high note. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy your weekend.
See everybody tomorrow.